cameras, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with...
Rory.
That is correct, that is correct. And guys, since we dealt with the Louvre heist last week, I went a little bit down the rabbit hole. And so today we are looking at the top 10 heists ever. Well, museum heists specifically. You know, because I'm pretty sure the one that happened recently is up there. But what other heists have taken place? Okay, that's our topic for today. And, I mean, art is supposed to be timeless. It's a celebration of beauty, of creativity, of history. But what happens when that beauty becomes too valuable to protect? Like I said, we are dealing with top 10 museum heists. Okay. Over the decades, museums have become battlegrounds for thieves who see art not as heritage, but as opportunity. Okay, from daring break-ins to crimes that still baffle investigators, here are our top 10 museum heists of all time. Do you know of any? Probably not.
Wow.
I knew of one.
So much.
I knew of two of this list. I only knew of two. Okay, so I'm not even going to put myself up there because I knew two. And I'll tell you which two I knew. Right. So, number one or number 10. I don't know what order this is going in.
Yeah, I think we should start at number 10.
Okay, number 10. Number 10, right? We begin with the most infamous of them all. The Isabel Stewart Gardiner Museum heist in Boston, 1919. I did know about this one. We've actually done a whole show about this one. We're obviously just mentioning it because it's part of our list, okay? Two men dressed as police officers entered the museum, tied up the guards, and spent 81 minutes removing 13 priceless works of art, including Vermeer's The Constant, and Rembrandt's The Storm of the Sea of Galilee. A whole 81 minutes. That's like an hour and 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
That's taking your time.
Yeah, it's like you have the whole store to yourself.
No, honestly,
museum to yourself.
Honestly, I'd love to see The Storm of the Sea of Galilee. I'm assuming that has to do with, you know, the biblical story of when Jesus calms the storm. Because that was in Galilee, was it not? I'd have to check. But I'd like to see it anyway.
Yeah.
The total value, take a guess, in dollars.
Is it in the hundreds of millions? Mm. Okay. You're certain, right? I'm going to say they stole about...
It is of the disciples on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right.
So I'm going to take a guess and say the value was, say, around $250 million.
Ah, double it. $500 million.
What?
Well, they took 13 pieces of art.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Okay, to this day, not a single painting has been recovered. What's that? 35 years later. Wild.
Yeah.
The empty frames still hang in the museum. Silent reminders of the night beauty vanished. I think that's quite a tribute to leave empty frames up.
Yeah.
I actually like that. That's pretty cool. Okay. Number 9. I knew about this one. Right. Long before she became the world most famous painting, the Mona Lisa was stolen. Surely you knew about that, because I feel like I've told you this before.
So a million times.
A million times, okay. In 1911, an Italian handyman named Vincenzo Piegaria hid inside the Louvre overnight. He believed the painting belonged in Italy and not in France, as Leonardo da Vinci is obviously from Italy. He simply took it off the wall, hid it under his coat, and walked out. I suppose this was 1911.
Yeah.
Very different time.
No cameras.
Now Mona Lisa is behind like a glass case, and you can't even go up to her when you're in the museum. You have to like stand back.
It's yeah.
Very protected. Okay. It was recovered 2 years later, and ironically, the theft of the Mona Lisa is what made it famous. Okay, before that, it was kind of just a painting in the museum.
Another museum piece,
okay. Yeah. But because, you know, headlines make things popular.
Yeah.
Now the Mona Lisa, now when it was recovered, it's like, oh, we got to go see this painting that's been stolen. And now it became this huge...
I just wonder if...
Art. What? Like...
Yeah.
Celebrated piece of art. Because Da Vinci actually has a lot of other great paintings. This is not like some revolutionary painting that he did. It just got fame because it was stolen. You were saying?
I just wonder how much of that whole situation with the Mona Lisa being stolen couldn't have been a plot to gain some sort of traction on it.
But why wait like 2 years then to get it back?
Why wait 2 years?
Yeah.
I think that was more of the point. Maybe the thrill of after two long years of the Mona Lisa being stolen.
They lose interest really fast.
That's true, but that's more of this generation. Whereas people of the older generation
had more
patience, for lack of a better word. But also, I mean, like, they prize those things more, if I may say.
Okay. Because
fair history
enough.
And art was taken a lot more seriously
during that
time as well. Because they didn't have iPhones and Instagram.
Yeah, you couldn't just see the Mona Lisa on your phone.
Yeah.
So, I suppose, very accurate. Okay, our number 8. Okay, we fast forward to 1993. Thieves rammed a stolen truck through the doors of Norway's Damen Museum. I've been there. Grabbing Edward Munch. I don't know if it's Munch or Monks, but we'll go with Munch. The Scream. Have you ever seen that painting with a guy going... He's like
not
screaming.
Sure. Not sure. Hey.
I saw... when I saw it, I actually was in Norway and my father and brother decided to go do... I don't even remember what they were going to do. And I found out that there was an art museum near our hotel, so I decided to go. Not knowing that the Scream painting was there. And I walked into this room and I was like, oh my goodness, this is the Scream. I was like, what? I was so excited. And then I didn't know if photos were allowed, so I sneakily took a photo. You know, when you just press your volume button on the side. Because I really wanted a photo of it. It was really, really cool. It's this photo. You can obviously Google it. I'm showing Glory here in the studio. See, he's screaming. He was stoked.
That is a weird painting.
It is weird.
I don't know how people...
But paintings are always weird.
I know, but that's like weird.
Don't be a hater. I'm just joking. Okay. The painting was later recovered, obviously, if I saw it in 2022, during a sting operation. A whole sting operation. Okay. But the image of masked men sprinting into the night with one of art's most haunting faces remains unforgettable. Okay. What are we on? 7. Number 7. In 2002, two Dutch thieves climbed a 65-foot wall. Imagine.
How high is 65 foot?
I don't know. We deal with kilometers.
Yeah.
So I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, but obviously in terms of like wall height, I don't... 65 foot.
It's 100 meters, 200 meters.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Okay.
That's like a fortress.
Right. Smashed a window and escaped with two Van Gogh masterpieces. One was The View of the Sea of Scandinavian. I think that's a Scandinavian word. And The Congregation Leaving the Reformed Church in Nguyen.
Yeah.
Why these paintings have such long names, nobody knows.
Yes.
Both paintings were found years later in the home of... Drumroll... An Italian mafia boss. Turns out mob bosses even appreciate good art.
Yeah.
It makes sense. So, you know, like, when you're high up there, you want your house to be, like, dressed in decadence and luxury. And what is more luxurious than a Van Gogh painting? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six. In 2023, so right around the corner, the world was shocked when the British Museum admitted that over 2,000 artifacts,
what?
Which were gold, jewelry, gemstones, and Roman relics, had gone missing.
Yeah.
2,000. Talk about lack of security. Okay. The suspected thief was a longtime curator who had access to the storage rooms. And you see, this is the problem with a lot of storage rooms. No one goes in there often. There's so much stuff that you don't realize something's missing until you specifically go look for that something.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So it makes sense that over this long period of time, because this wasn't a dramatic break-in, this was slow, methodical thievery. Okay, taking, like, today I'm taking a couple of coins and tomorrow I'm taking, like, some gold in my shoe, you know?
Yeah.
And it ends up showing that sometimes the greatest thieves don't wear masks, but actually museum badges. And it creates the question, how many museum employees have stolen things?
Hmm.
No, it's a valid question.
Yeah.
It is a valid question. Because those antiques sell a lot. They're not, like, cheap.
Yeah, they're not. And I find it quite interesting because as you mentioned that question, something that comes to mind is obviously most of the stuff that we know about are the ones that make the headlines.
No, the big stuff.
The big stuff.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, we spoke about the crown jewels last week, but in this year alone, Paris has seen 4 museums robbed. Some just coins. So it's like we don't know all of these things that get stolen.
Yeah.
Okay. And so number 5, we traveled to Stockholm, Sweden in 2000. 3 masked gunmen stormed the National Museum, escaping by speedboat.
Yeah.
Talk about epic. With 2 Rembrandts and a Renoir. It sounded like a movie, and in many ways it was. The gang was caught, but only 1 painting has ever been found. The rest still lost somewhere in the underworld of the black market.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we have number 4. In 1995, 2 men stole Emily Carr's church in the Ugoat village. It wasn't high-tech or violent. They just walked in, took it off the wall, and left. Suppose it was the 50s.
Yeah.
That never happened today. Never. I mean, most museums nowadays, you have to check your... They've got, like, lockers. You have to check your bags and your coats and stuff into lockers.
Into lockers, so you don't...
So you can't, like, hide stuff. Although
and do they allow people to go with, like, long coats and stuff?
Well, in those museums, they pump the heaters. It's very hot.
They do?
They do.
Oh, yeah. So you don't come dressed...
You don't need to...
That's a smart tactic.
It is a smart tactic. But now, like today, like in the 50s, they wouldn't have this. Things are in glass cases and that. And if you touch something, wee, 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 there goes an alarm and there comes a security. And also, today, museums have much more cameras.
Yeah. I'm sure they have cameras on most, if not all of the pieces as well.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to tell you what happened with each.
Right. This painting turned up 20 years later in a thrift shop.
Of all places.
How do you go from stealing a painting from a museum to ending up in a thrift shop? Like, did it just get passed down and people, like, didn't realize the value of what, like, they had?
I think so.
Okay, and it's proof that priceless art can end up literally between secondhand books and chipped mugs. Imagine this painting that was just stolen is now at your dollar store.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Number 3. We are now in Montreal, Canada. Armed robbers tied up guards and took 18 paintings, including a Delacroix and a Gainsborough worth over $2 million at the time. None have ever been recovered and no one has ever been charged. It remains one of Canada's greatest unsolved art mysteries.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hmm.
Okay. Number two. In 2020, so also right now, close around the corner, during the global lockdown, thieves broke into Christchurch Picture Gallery at Oxford University. They stole three paintings, a Van Dyck, a Salvatore Rose, and a Carracci, worth over $12 million. There were no witnesses, no alarms, and authorities believe it was an inside job, one of many during the chaos of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that kind of did create the perfect circumstances for heists, because nobody's around, the streets are empty, like, you can just show up to the museum and take a couple of paintings and walk out. Crazy things. Okay, and then lastly, number one. Okay, we are in Germany in 2019. A team of thieves broke into Dresden's Green Vault, one of Europe's oldest museums, stealing 18th century royal jewels worth more than $120 million. Wild, okay? They cut the power, smashed display cases, and were gone in under 5 minutes. I feel like our Louvre heist's got some inspiration here.
Yeah.
Seems very similar.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. The thieves were later caught, but most of the jewels have never been recovered. And I do think jewels are easier to get rid of than paintings. You can't cut up a painting and sell it because it loses its value. But you can cut up a necklace and resell it, and you'll still make your money.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I feel like they would have gotten rid of those jewels as soon as possible. Okay. So maybe it's the strange allure of art heists. They're crimes against beauty itself. Wait, let me say that. Maybe that's the strange allure of art heists. They're crimes against beauty itself. Each painting, each jewel carries the soul of time and a people. And when it's stolen, it's like erasing a piece of history. Yeah. And so I wanted to look at this because I feel like, like Glory said, there are so many that go under the radar because exactly. they don't make it onto your Instagram or TikTok feed.
Yeah.
You know? And so I do think museums are a quite easy targets. And I say this because, like we said last week, why didn't they just rob a diamond store? Well, those diamond stores have way more security than the Louvre Museum. Even though what the Louvre has is a little bit more priceless. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I feel like they're very easy targets and they have been the victims of so many crimes.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were so many, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, it's never like something that you think about because you... Yeah. In the back of our mind, we're always like, well, these places are protected and they've got security.
And I mean, it's so, like, each one is so different. Like, sometimes they come in with guns. Sometimes they come in at midnight when nobody's there. Sometimes they're stealing for over 20 years by putting coins in their pocket. It's all, like, different motives, different methods of doing it, and it makes it so interesting, and it kind of makes you wonder why museums don't up their security a little bit.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying. So yeah, that's the top 10 museum heists of all time. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Nope.
No, nothing. Right, well, we hope you enjoyed. We will see you same time, same place next week. Bye bye.
Like what you're listening to? Of course you do.
Of course you do.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand.
Ready On Demand.
What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.